He's all we need. What a lovely song to sing. That was so good. You know, I had asked the praise and worship to go back to some of just the choruses like this. The Holy Spirit loves these choruses. And the Holy Spirit in you loves these choruses. And that was just beautiful. Thank y'all so much. God is so good. Well, praise the Lord. I'm forgetting to know what Danny looks like. No, they're on their way back. Praise the Lord. God is good. Got lots of people traveling. And that's a good thing. We all need to have our vacations. And so thank God we can all move around, fill spots, do what we need to do so that everybody could get out and go recreate. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go over to Romans 8, verse 31. I need a Kleenex, somebody.
Here you go.
Thank you, sir. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Romans 8, 31. Are you there? No. Open your phones. Open your Bibles. Romans. Acts. Romans, right? Praise the Lord. Find it right there after Acts. Hey, some people need a little help. Praise the Lord. It's all right. That's right. My Bible just doesn't automatically flip open to Hosea and Joel and all those. I start in the middle and work my way back. It works best for me to go to Malachi and flip back when I'm going to all those little prophets. Do y'all do that? Matt, can we see if we can change that? I feel like I'm echoing. Praise the Lord. All right. What shall we say then? This is verse 31. Romans 8, 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Mm-hmm. Now that's a good thing to be saying today.
Yeah.
We have seen some corrupt things these last months. But God is for us. Listen, if you think all of that, that's just affecting him. That's just affecting that guy out there. No, no. That guy represents us. When people start cheating and lying and doing things that are against the law, that's against us. But God is for us. And we will win. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Well, how about that? I wonder what the definition of things is here. Oh, it's things. Praise the Lord. Look, God gave his most precious gift to you. He did. So if he gave you Jesus, would he not meet all your other needs? Oh, Dad. Rick Renner was so worried about something going on in the ministry, and when the boys were little, one of them said, "Oh, Dad, hadn't God proven himself to you by now?" So we say that when we think about this thing. God has proven to himself to me. Has he to you?
Oh, yeah.
He's always been faithful. He's come along. He's, as the song said, he's been through us through every fire. He's done everything he needed to do. He's been there for us, got us out of everything. If you got some hail damage, you got it fixed, or got a new car. If something broke, you got it fixed. If you got sick, you got healed. If you needed a miracle, you got a miracle. Amen. I was just thinking about all the things Jesus did with water. Have you ever thought about that? This is what I do in my waking hours early in the morning. What all did God do with water? Well, he split the Red Sea. Water came out of a rock. He split the Jordan River. Jesus walked on the water, stilled the water, turned water into wine. And I'm just getting started. Amen. I mean, just with water, he did all those things. Just water. Amen. Jesus can do so much, and he wants to do so much. Amen. And God will not hold back on us. So the word here is about that God provides for his own.
Yes,
he provides for his own. And the blessing, which is the empowerment to prosper. Now understand, prosperity is more than finances. Finances are fine, it's good, but there's even more to that. And that's doing well when you have finances. Amen. Toiling not. If there's toil going on, it's not prosperity. It's not the blessing. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he has no toil to it. He has no sorrow to it. Shouldn't have to be all, can I just use this word, yucked out all the time. Amen. So, neither does toiling increase it. Mm-mm. Well, this is not about, toiling isn't talking about working hard. We work. We do our jobs. It's not about not working. It's about worrying and crunching numbers and struggling and striving and working too much, maybe, those kinds of things. Amen. But the blessing will work if you don't toil. Amen. So how great is this God that we have, that he empowers you for everything you need and want and need to do? How great is a God that does that? That's just amazing to me. So how would you participate in the blessing? What would be your part? Because we have parts. It's not just God. The way that you would participate in the blessing working for you is found in Malachi. And it says that the windows of heaven will open and the blessing will be poured out, and anything that could destroy or eat up is rebuked. So when you're a tither, the blessing is turned on, it's moving, it's flowing, it can get to you. You've released something, so you're not the Dead Sea. Yes. And so the blessing comes into you, am I right? Yes. And then as a giver, as a tither, the windows of heaven are also open, and the devourer is rebuked. Right. And that's the same with giving, the windows are open. The tithe is insurance to you. The tithe is your entrance into kingdom finances. Right. That means God will participate with yours. And then the giving is the way you bring increase and multiplication. I'm preaching to the choir here. Y'all understand this. But you participate by giving. Jesus said, good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over would come back to you. And I've seen that in my lifetime. This stuff works. But I want you to notice what it said. It didn't say God will give to you. It said give. Jesus said, give, and it shall be given to you. So we're givers. We become givers. I make my living by my giving. That's exactly what I do. So, yes, I have a job, but that's my seed sack. Amen. So when the money comes in, I make my tithe. I tithe my tithe, because you should do that with words. And then you ask the Lord, is there anything we're giving to? Amen. And then you do that. And the Lord will prompt you from time to time to be a giver as well. Kingdom works by seed time and harvest, church. There's no other way. Jesus taught Mark 4, Matthew 13, Luke 8. Everything in the kingdom works by seed time and harvest. What you say, what you do, the choices you make, the finances, everything is seed time and harvest. Jesus said that's how the kingdom works. You're not going to get around that. Well, I don't believe that. Well, then you just sowed that seed of unbelief, and it's working for you. God's already set it up. It's already going. So the kingdom works by seed time and harvest. God's not holding out on you. Look, get rid of this religious thinking. Here's the religious thinking. Well, if I don't tithe, God will be mad at me and he won't give to me. God is not mad at you. In fact, anything you've ever done, he's forgiven you for. Now, don't get mad at me, but I'm just going to say something sharp to you. But that doesn't mean you're going to get a harvest. Yeah. Doesn't mean, just because God has forgiven you doesn't mean you're going to get a harvest. You're going to get a harvest if you sow seed. He's not mad at you. You could go the rest of your life, not give a thing to good works, not give a thing to you could go the rest of your life. He won't be mad at you. He'll be disappointed. Because you didn't want to participate in the kingdom. Yeah. But he won't be mad. But it's up to you to build your harvest. And God will release that to you. So don't sow, don't reap, don't tithe. The devourer will rebuke. I guarantee you there's a devil out there, and he's very willing to do that. You start losing money, start losing rent, start losing jobs, start losing this, start losing that. Just turn them right around and start doing what you know to do. Start tithing and giving. It'll all go back the other way. That's all you have to do. Why? What's this all about? Why do we do this? Is this works? No. This is trusting God and working through a kingdom system rather than through the world system. We don't want to work through the world system. The world system says just make all you can all you get, and sit on the can. Right? Store it all up. Don't let go of anything. But the Bible says give. Be a giver. And it works for you. Amen? So, Father, we thank you that we are givers. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for every giver in this church. I thank you, Lord, that we understand seed time and harvest. We understand what to do, and we have testimony that it works. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, brothers. While you're coming, I'll just give y'all a testimony. This church has given money to all sorts of things. I mean, all the ministries that you listen to, we give to them monthly. And then we started the church plant thing with the Hammonds, and we gave a pretty huge sum to them when you look at what we have. And God has blessed us back. Yes. We've had some finances come in, and I thank God for that. Amen? God is good. And so he's blessed us with a whoppa-chunk, as Danny would say. And so we're blessed. Well, why would you tell us about that? Because you need to see that what we're doing when we sow, we're receiving back. And so we're going to be receiving seed from you. We're going to do Victory by the Foot again and put a brand new floor all the way through the church. Well, I'll let you know what the square foot cost. I don't know what it costs yet, but you can get in on it. We're going to get some new things done, get some new walls done. And we already have a big head start of it already. So we're ready to go. And so you say, well, I don't want to give. Well, don't give then. But if you want to, get in on it and get a blessing. Amen. Yeah. This is not my church. This is our church. This is our church building. We've already seen so many miracles. The thing got paid off just like that. Half of it got paid off in the first year, the first 10 months. And then the second half, God has been so good to us, church. And now we're moving forward. We have a lot of good debt-free people in here. Thank you, Jesus. You're able to do what you need to do. How many are going to the convention? Praise God, church. That's so good. Well, it's going to be extra good this year. I'm excited to go and particularly support Brother Copeland this year. I think it's a good year to really be in there with him and for him and bless him. And Pastor Nancy's going to preach. Woo! And I understand Mark Hankins and Terry Foy. It's Terry Savelle Foy, in case you don't know. Amen. That's going to be beautiful. And so if you'd like to give online, I forgot to give that, to text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. That's the easiest way to give. And if you'd like to do that, there it is for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. All hearts and minds good?
Yes.
Let's go over to Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. Scriptorians.
Glory.
Paul wrote Ephesians. Ephesians is all about you. This is one of the books. If you were new at reading the Bible, I would say read John and Ephesians. Yes. That's what I would tell someone. Read John and Ephesians. You find out all about you. And then read all the letters. They're all about you, all about us, all about the church. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 2:10 says, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we should walk in them. So we right now are working on our capacity for faith. Okay. So this scripture here said we were created for good works. Okay. this is going to help. If we start looking at this, this is going to help our capacity for faith. You know, if there's strong faith, there's weak faith. So the Bible talks about strong faith. Amen. So we want to be like Abraham. We want to be fully persuaded. Amen. We want to be fully persuaded. We have strong faith. Believe. Why? So we can get the manifestation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because that's what we're called to do. So this is what we can see. If faith is working, you'll have victory. Isn't that just simple? If faith is working, you will have victory. 1 John 5:4, which by the way is the theme for the Victory Church and has been for 22 years. Okay. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. The way you have victory is by learning to use your faith, walking by faith, living by faith every day. And so then we have world or world system overcoming faith. So no matter what goes on in the world, no matter what regime is doing this or people are doing this or what's happened to this or disagreements in the earth or what they're doing about Israel, saying about all of those things, I'm sure you've noticed how expensive eggs are these days and all those kinds of things. But here's the truth. You have world overcoming faith. Yes. You'll have the money to buy the eggs. Yes. Or get a hen. Yep. Just ask Cherie. She's got a bunch of them out there. Praise the Lord. Amen. You'll have a way so that you can have what you need. You have world overcoming faith. Now, so there's success in that. So victory is about success, right? Amen. Okay. When the faith package is engaged, when you get all your components together and you begin to understand all of these things, then success happens. You start having successes. Thanks. You start understanding that you are the head. You're not the tail. You're above only. You start moving forward. You start getting ahead. Things start working for you when you put the pieces together. There are components that would stabilize your faith or your success. There's certain things that you would do. Yes, faith is believing. It's confessing. It's being consistent in what you believed you receive. That's all very true. That's all great. Those are the main components that you want to teach people if you want to teach them about faith. And then there are other things that we would add to it. Like Wednesday night, we talked about success. We talked about the three things that come before success. And so get wisdom and understanding, be committed. Commitment's a big one. And then identify with life. Stop identifying with failing. Yeah. Stop identifying with sin consciousness, how bad you are. Yeah. Start identifying with that God loves you. You're God's favorite. You're blessed. Amen. You start identifying with life, life abundant. You start identifying with the resurrection. Yes, Jesus died. He died on the cross. He paid for everything, but he's raised from the dead and he's alive forevermore. And so you identify with life and you yourself with your body identify with life. Amen. Now, so today I want to just press in, on success by faith. And, you know, just what it looks like, a little bit what it looks like. Are y'all here?
Yes.
All right. And so according to that first verse now that we just read, it said God created us for good works. Did y'all see that?
That's right.
God created us for us. Now, when we were born again, we were recreated and empowered to live out our destiny. Mm-hmm. Okay. Each of us have a destiny. God has a plan for each and every one of us. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. And so, but I want you to notice something that he did not create us for works. He created us for good works. Good works. There's a difference. Good works are different than works. If something is Bible good... Now, I know sometimes barbecue is good. Right?
Yeah.
But this is a different good. This means best. So God created us for best works, or good works. If something is good, it's the best. There is benefit. There's benefit in it if it's good. So we're not created to keep religious rules and call them good. That's not right. We're created by God Himself to produce good fruit. Is that Bible? That's Bible. Okay, so it's not being conformed, it's being transformed. You do good things because of God.
Yes.
Not to earn from, not to earn His love. Because you have His nature now and you're connected to Him, you do good works, or you produce good fruit, we'll say. That would be God stuff. And so what does that look like? Well, it looks like yielding to God and accomplishing His prearranged plans and getting rewarded for it. That's what it looks like. Rewarded? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's a rewarder of those that seek Him. Do you know that? You go after God, He'll reward you. All right. Now, here's a big one. This is really easy. One good fruit that we would produce would be answered prayer. The fruit of answered prayer. We should all experience the joy of answered prayer. You're like, well, I thought God did that. I thought God answered prayer. Well, He does. He's part of it. But remember, He's the vine and you're the branch. So it takes both of you to get the job done, because someone has to say it in the earth. They have to say it in the world to get it done. He's ready in heaven. He's already done it all. But to get it into the earth, that's what faith does. Faith says it in the earth. And when faith says it in the earth, things begin to move. Because in the very first chapter of the Bible, God gave you dominion.
Yes, He did.
And so speaking spirits, God is a speaking spirit. We're speaking spirits. And when we speak God's word, something happens in the earth.
Yes.
Amen. That's how it works. When you pray in faith, then good works happen. You produce all kinds of good fruit. Good works are mentioned over in 2 Corinthians 9:8. You know that scripture? God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things will have enough. An abundance for every good work. In other words, God will always provide you seed because you're a giver. Amen. You'll always have enough. But notice what it said. It said good work. Give to good work. Give to good ground.
Yeah.
Amen. Not a bag with holes in it.
Right.
Amen. Good work. You'll have enough to give to good works. This seems to be important to God, this good stuff. Amen. What is good work? It's the one that God wants you to give to. It's the right one. Amen. Or something, or a good work that God wants you to do. Whichever. He's interested in that. I don't know. Maybe the word work is hard for people. I'm tired of working. No. It's producing fruit. It's the fruit. It's the fruit of the Spirit. It's love, joy, peace. It's all those things. And it is, maybe, that you stopped and helped someone who had a flat tire. Always listen to the Holy Spirit about that. And girls, y'all don't stop. Just call somebody. Okay. Just telling you. Or maybe you paid for the groceries in front of you.
Right.
Or maybe you paid for the coffee behind you. Yeah. Or maybe you did something nice for someone in the church. I understand that Bob and Barb were flooded with food after her surgery because you all sent food. They got food to last for I don't know how long because you love people. Amen. That's good works. That you've given what you've given to the church, that you've given what, all those things are good works, that you love someone, that you were compassionate, that you said something nice. Amen. It's the best. Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So once again, now I'm headed somewhere. Stay with me. This is just a good example of where we're going. But distinguish good works from works. Okay? Works are for the religious and the lukewarm. They do what they do so they won't feel guilty, or their wife made them do it. Went to church because the wife made them do it, or the husband made them do it, or they just felt like they had to. No, that's not a good work. That's just works. They're just doing it out of... Now, obligation is good, but we're talking about passion for God, loving God here.
Right.
Amen. And if you don't have any passion for God, stir yourself up. It's in there. Amen. Amen. So, the Bible has a lot of goods. Good ground, good seed, good fruit, good man, good gifts, good cheer, and good things.
Amen.
All good. The best thing you can say about God is, Jesse sang it today, God is good. He really is good. That's not just a Christian cliche. That goodness is His glory. It's His presence. God is good. So the word good is really big, church. It's really a big deal. People don't make a big enough deal about it. All right, now, so I want to show you something. Go over to Joshua 1:8. Now, I know you haven't memorized, but go over there with me. I know you have it. I know you know it. Joshua is about to take on a new task. Moses is done. It's time for Joshua. You there? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Got it? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. There is success and there's good success. Do you see that? Success, listen, success is not good within itself. It's just success. Like what? No, no, no. This said good success. Success is all right. It's getting ahead. But this said, he added a word, Holy Spirit added a word here, good success. Well, what does that look like? What's the difference between success and good success? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'm going to tell you, and that's what I really wanted to get to. Now, so, church, the Bible is not a book of just formulas and God's a slot machine. You know, well, I'll give this and then I'll get this and I'm... No, no, this is about something else. Amen? Good success would mean fulfilling your destiny while being happy. Seeing the beauty of life. Being a joyful winner. Prospering as you go. You would sleep at night. You would live it in peace. You would continue to dream and you would enjoy the journey.
Yes.
If I could just get to here, if I could just get to here. Listen, if you spend your whole life like that, I'm just working to retirement. I'm just working to retirement. I'm just working to retirement. Some people die when they get to retirement because that's all they've ever done. Or that's just, you know, it's over. Yes, you're not going there. Enjoy the journey now. If you're not enjoying the journey, you've got too much of a yoke right now. You got too much of a yoke. You're gonna need to let Jesus do something with this. Amen. So that would be good success. And first of all, the way you're gonna do that is you're gonna have to realize that God is interested in having a relationship with you as a person. He doesn't want your home, your business, or your bank account. He's not interested in that. He works with those things because it's what you need on earth. But He wants you. He's not just going, let's keep score and see who went to church more times. He wants you to be here because of relationship with Him and relationship with God's people. It's not about you just being religious and trying to earn something. It's about being in relationship with someone. You can be successful in different areas and yet be empty and void of happiness. It's not good. I tell you, if I start running low on the word, man, I can feel it. Can you? If you get out there a little bit or you get away a little bit, And you just talk yourself into the, yeah, I'm okay. And you're not okay. You need some words. You need some people. You need some God people. You need to worship God. But you just try to force yourself in that. You know what I'm talking about? It doesn't feel good. But you need that relationship with God. You need to be talking to Him and listening to Him in His Word and listening to Him in your heart. Amen. So, listen, James 1:16 says this. You don't have to turn there. I'll just read it to you. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift. Now, that's the word when you look it up. It's beneficial gift. Is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So God doesn't change. He gives good gifts. He gives beneficial things. Every beneficial gift. If it benefits you, God's in it. He wants you to have it. So many people are like, well, He'll just meet our needs. No. He'll meet your needs. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Yeah.
He knows what you want. He's a blesser.
Yes.
He'll bless you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You can have the good stuff.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Deb was telling me about, y'all know who Gary Cassie is? Anybody know? Y'all need to go listen to him. It'll change your whole view on Deb's going to start preaching now. On the kingdom.
Yeah.
He was like, this guy said that they were driving a Honda Pilot and they went on vacation and this guy, and so they got an Escalade. Okay. So they're driving and they really liked it. And so lo and behold, someone showed up and called him and said, I want to buy you an Escalade. And so, they said, okay. So they picked out a pretty pearl Escalade and drove for a little while and the lights came on in it after a while. And the person called back and said, I want to buy you another Escalade. And so these good cars kept coming. And then this one guy says, and don't write me any ugly letters. This guy says, you need a shotgun. Gary's a big hunter. And he's the one with the buck story. Remember the buck story? Okay. So he says, well, I really don't have a good one. So sure, I appreciate it. Buy me one. So he got a nice shotgun, and then another one came, and then another one came, and then another one, another kind of, they kept coming until 15 shotguns came. Now you're like, well, that's ridiculous. Now, wait a minute. He asked God, he said, and God said, I'm trying to show you something. I'm trying to show you how I am.
Yes.
I'm trying to show you that I'm extravagant.
Yes.
So when two Louis Vuittons come in, don't think that's strange.
No. Yeah.
Patty's like, no. But some of y'all just choked at that. Well, why in the world would I? Well, because you might need to give one away. That's why.
That's right.
Or you might need to give both of them away. Or you might need to keep both of them and show everybody how pretty they are and how pretty you look with them. The shotgun and the Louis.
Shotgun.
Right? Yes. Church, get over the shortage mentality here. Get over the, well, I can cope with a few things if God will just heal my bunion.
Yeah.
No, God wants you to give you everything.
Yeah.
And you don't have to become a stingy person who hoards up everything and piles it up in a barn and so you'll have everything. He gives it to you so you keep some and then you give some away and be blessed by it and go on. But get over that thing of that you can't have stuff. Or that you can't be well, or that you can't have peace, or that you have to work real hard, or that you're not going to make it. You have to start identifying with life and get over that and have some success. You know, I've known preacher friends that would not drive their real car to church because it was so nice and they were concerned that their parishioners would... That's an ecumenical word I just used there. If Danny, if you're listening, do you hear that? parishioners. Anyway, so they didn't want to have to put up with being persecuted. Well, let me just tell you something right now. That pastor needs to be teaching those people something different. I don't know how people would feel. It's not about people. It's about what God wants. Yes, we serve people. Yes, we love people. But we answer to God.
Yep.
God wants us well.
He does.
God wants us answering our destiny.
He does.
God wants us answering the call. God wants us to have something to give. God wants our lives to be decent. He wants you to sleep at night.
Yeah. Amen.
He wants your bank account to be okay so that when you get to the end of the month and your grandchild calls and says, hey, what's up, Grand? You could do it. Or if the preacher decides they're going to put something new in the church, you'd be able to go, I can help. Your babies, your grandchildren, whatever it is, it's good to be blessed. There's nothing wrong with that. And people flock to life being good.
Yes.
So you're being a good witness. So get over that shortness mentality.
Right.
Stop choking.
Yes.
Well, I don't believe that. Okay, well, be broke, and that's all I'm going to tell you. Now, let's go on. Okay, so every beneficial gift. Now, the key here is as his good gifts come your way, you don't set your mind on these things within themselves. Okay?
Yeah.
Look beyond the flow of the blessing to the source. To where they came from. You get it? Here's your scripture. Jeremiah 9:23. Listen mindfully. Thus says the Lord. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this. That he understands and knows me. I am the Lord. Exercising loving kindness. Judgment. Righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight. You're allowing the Lord to delight. And you give him all the credit.
Yeah.
You know, every time something good happens to me. And I get something. I'm like, Jesus, thank you. And I think more about what he did. Then the thing. The thing's just a thing. It's good. It's useful. It's wonderful. But thank you, Jesus. You cared enough about me to do this. You want me to have this.
Yeah.
Focus on him. Glorify in him that he did that.
Yeah.
Glorify that he blessed you. It's him.
Yes.
You connected with the kingdom. He blesses. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God doesn't make mistakes. God wants nothing but good for your life. He's not pleased with failure.
No.
He's not mad at you, but he's not pleased with failure. He wants you to win. And listen, church, money is not necessarily a sign of success. Okay?
Yeah.
Your success started when you received Jesus.
Right.
That's when success came to you. The good success starts then when you're flowing and you can have many blessed days. That's good success. Well, my days are blessed. I met so-and-so. This was good. We got to visit about this. I helped so-and-so get this way. When good things start happening, good things start flowing. Amen? When you receive Jesus. Now, real success comes when you recognize who you are in Christ. In Christ, you develop proper values that elevate you to success. Integrity. Amen.
Yeah.
What's integrity like? Do you really know? Can you think about it? What's integrity like? When somebody speak, you listen to them.
Right.
That's one thing. If you don't agree with someone, you don't get all huffy and start, like when I'm preaching right now and you start mouthing to your wife that you don't like what's being said, that's not integrity. When you distract other people in church, that's not integrity. When the cashier gives you 20 extra dollars back and you say, oh, praise the Lord, that's not integrity. You give it back. Amen. Shucks. No. Now you give it back. Amen. You do what's right, you do it right because it's right. When you come into the church, you honor the anointing. Amen. Why'd y'all get so quiet?
We're listening.
Praise the Lord. That's integrity.
Yep.
Praise God. Integrity's good. Integrity's when you come to church, when you could have gone fishing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, you know, sometimes you go on vacation and all those kinds of things. I'm not trying to be overly, you know, religious or anything about that. I'm just saying that basically you know what to put first in your life. You know what to put first and you know how to act. That's integrity. You know that God is first. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. So just the three things we talked about, that integrity, the creativity, and the excellence that come from wisdom will help you with success as you're faithing. Wisdom, you need, when you're faithing, you need some wisdom. You need to know what to do. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask it of God, who gives it freely and without criticism. He won't go, boy, you're stupid. Do this. No, he's like, all right, son. All right, daughter. Let me help you with this. This is the way. This is the best outcome.
Yeah.
This, and here's some understanding. This is how we'll get there. And then God will give you some creativity. Oh, I see how this could do. We could do this. We could do this. And this would be creative. This would create the way we need to go about what we're doing. These are the ways you get to success.
Yeah.
You don't get to success by just sitting there at home.
Yeah.
No?
That's right.
Sitting on the couch. Playing on your computer all day long and acting like it's work. You're finally going to have to get up and go do something.
Yeah.
You can sit there until the day you die. And say, I wonder why God didn't do anything. But he has to work through you and with you. People won't get saved if we don't do something. People won't get saved. People won't be moved by the Spirit if we don't come and do what we do, right? That's why you do what you do. You come and do it because it helps people. And they get moved on. And that's your destiny. And so you keep doing what your destiny is. You keep flowing in the anointing. You're in your destiny, and that's success. And within that, you have that creativity. And you have that integrity. You have those things. But you got to start. You got to make up your mind you're going to do something. Well, next year I'll try something. And then the next year, and then the next year, and the next year. Go ahead and take a chance. Before 2024 is up, take a chance on something. Just take a chance that you like. Hey, okay, here's a big one for some of you. Eat something you've never eaten before. I'm not going there with y'all. I don't eat that. Well, just try it one time. That would tiptoe you over into something to where you might get up and do something. Don't get mad at me, church. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Get up and say something. Get up and do something. Get up and praise the Lord. Take a run. Move. Nobody's going to say, huh, we saw you lift your hands in church.
Thank you, Jesus.
I heard you singing. Think about that. Think what the devil does to you to try to make you feel embarrassed, which is pride.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I helping anybody?
Yeah.
Am I stirring you up about anything? Yeah. Some of y'all look like you're just on jury duty, but that's all right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God is so good. Proper values, they elevate you to success. Proper values, that creativity, that excellence, that integrity. Hey, and just humbling yourself and recognizing that God is your source. That's a way to success. He's your provider. That's going to launch you in the right direction when you go, you know what, God, you're my source. Yeah. Give me step one. Step one, pray. Yeah. Step two, listen.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good. That's it. Listen. Just listen.
Yeah.
Step three, act.
Yeah.
Whatever comes up. Yeah. Acting might be, you know what? I read this word. I believe I receive it. Some of y'all are still back on the shotguns. Anyway. Now, how could I get 15 shotguns? We'll call for a shotgun seed sowing. No, we're not. Do not bring them here. I'm kidding. Praise the Lord. Good success. Here we go down. Let's finish up. The Word. That's what the scripture said. The Word. You know the Word. You obey the Word. You study the Word. Something happens. What happens when you get into the Word? You overhaul your thinking. You revolutionize your words. You understand things on a higher level. You gain understanding of your rights as a child of God. You refuse to accept defeat. You refuse to walk in fear. You refuse poverty. You refuse to put up with sickness. You refuse burdens that the enemy tries to put on you. I'm not taking that.
Amen.
I'm not taking it.
Amen.
That's one phrase you can learn right there that's not too hard. I'm not taking that. It's all a part of building your faith capacity, and that brings good success. Have you noticed that receiving and refusing are a part of that? That's what I was just doing just then.
Yeah.
There's a taking and there's a resisting.
Yeah.
Receiving means take, church. When I say have a cookie, you take it. I believe I will. Yeah. I take it. I have it. I thank you for it, and I always forgive. The six I do's of faith, right? I will. Y'all understand that. Okay. So, but when you want your healing, take it. You take it. The woman with the issue of the of blood, she took it. She touched the hem of his garment or his prayer shawl, actually. And she said, when I touch it, I'm taking it. And the anointing went out of him. Deb and I were talking about yesterday, we were talking about in the prayer line, you can tell if someone takes it or not. Can you? You'll just get up. When you put your hand on them, there's nothing there. You can tell they're like, well, I hope something's happening. But if they take it, you can feel the power go through. You can feel that power go through. That's what you're looking for. Amen. The power starts being released. I start getting higher when I'm doing the laying on of hands. Is that right? And you start going, oh yeah. You'll know, hey, here's your signal. Y'all want to know if people are getting healed, if they're receiving it? It's when you see those of us who are laying hands on, we start getting a little giddy-ish or whatever, you know. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's good. That's because the power is increasing. Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Is that a word? Giddy-ish? Sounds like a Bible name. Okay. All right. So we know that life is choice driven, right?
Right.
So here's the process then. Words produce thoughts. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thoughts produce emotions. Emotions produce decisions. Decisions produce actions. Actions produce habits. Habits produce character. And character produces destiny. All right, let's just go for this. I said something today that made you mad. Come on. No, I hope it didn't, but if I did, you have a choice. Because words produce thoughts. Will you keep thinking about that and thinking about that and thinking what you like, you didn't like, because it's going to produce an emotion in you. This one, right? But if I said something you liked, you were thinking about it, you were like, okay, yes, I've got this. I'm going to do this. I'm empowered, right? Okay. And so you're thinking about it, you're like, this will work. And then you get emotional about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, praise the Lord. And then those emotions will say, you know what? I'm going to do something. I'm going to start on this today. And then you do something that day. And then the decision, you start producing these actions. You're like, I'm doing this. I can walk through this. I can make it through this. And then actions produce habits. Okay, I did it once. I can do it again. And then I can do it again. And then I can do it again. And then I can do it again. And when you get enough good habits going, you have produced character. But if you did it the other way and you had bad emotions and you started having bad thoughts, then you move further back and further back and further back and further back and further back until you went out the door. You're not coming back. And then you know what you do? You'll take that offense to the next church. I'm preaching really good right now. And then you take that offense to the next church. I've watched it for 22 years. I watch people come in and they'll tell me this. Well, at the last church we were in, they said so and so, so I left. And I thought, well, you'll probably be here for a little while. And then if you don't learn, you'll be out the door. And I watched them go the same thing. They came offended and they waited till they found something to get offended about. And then they were gone, which is no way to pick a church. The way you pick a church is God says go there. And this is when you were born into your family, you didn't say, now I tried to when I was 5. I said, I'm not staying here. They wouldn't let me have I called it a soda water. They wouldn't let me have a Big Red. And I was mad. And they were all drinking something and they said, you're too little. They were teasing me. But I got emotional and had an emotional thought. So I packed my cardboard box. I found one out in Daddy's shed out there. I packed my stuff in it. And it stuck out to here. And I was about that big and I'm walking down. I got to the neighbor's. Keep walking. Nobody's coming. Kept walking. Here came Sissy. Come back. You have a Big Red in here. It'll be all right. I unloaded my box. But I didn't get to choose. They're my family. That's my daddy. That's my mama. I didn't get to choose. You don't, you choose what you think you can choose, but we're not a venue.
Right.
You come to church here because God told you to come here. And you stay here until you go. You don't leave. You go when we either plant you somewhere else or God sends you on another mission. Yeah. But that's how you go to church. True. You have a church family. Well, I don't like it. Well, we'll chase you down the road and give you a soda and get that box out of your hand. You're going to be all right. Listen, you will get over it. You'll get over it. Don't think I haven't had to get over it. Sometimes I've gone out of here going, But God committed me. And I have to tell you, on most days, most all days, it's been quite a blessing to be with you all. I love you all dearly. All right, well, I'm going to stop. Let's see here. I've got only 15 more pages. No, I don't. It's just about making the right decision. And you get mad, get glad. That's what my brother-in-law used to say. So because your decisions create your reality. They're going to create your reality. This is how you're going to have good success. This is how your faith is going to work. When something comes up, are you going to say, I knew I wouldn't get it? Or are you going to say, nope, it's mine.
That's right.
Amen. Now, let me just say some things to you. I'll just quote them out of here because I want you to hear two things. Number one, distractions are going to really mess you up. You're going to want to watch out for distractions. You get distracted off over here. God has a plan. You're like, well, I want to have some fun. No. God is fun. And he'll go fishing and hunting and surfing and beach combing and snow skiing. And he'll go to Rome and Paris and everywhere else with you. I'm not talking about not having fun. I'm talking about just getting distracted with everyday life where you're so busy with things that you're distracted from your purpose. Okay? Okay, short version. Okay, now, the next thing, and I believe this is... There's two more. I'll go quickly. Actually, we're real early. I don't know why I'm going quickly, but anyway, good success comes from resolve. You have to resolve. And you can see that with Abraham. You can see that with from faith people. They resolved. So, church, it's real important that you have situational awareness. Situational awareness. That means you need to know where you are at all times.
Yes.
Stay on the course. It's kind of like some of you guys, when you go to a restaurant, you will sit facing the door. Anybody got any guys do that? Girls do it. Look at there. I think Mac likes to do that. He's talking now. So do you, Mac? I think you do like to. Anyway, okay. So, but you get off course if you start, if you start asking yourself, if you get off course, you need to start asking yourself some questions, okay? Because you really need to have an awareness of what you're doing, or you're going to waste a lot of time in life. You're not going to end up being where you want to be. So just ask yourself these questions. Why am I not doing well? Man, we blew a hole in hell Wednesday night. Do y'all remember the last thing I said to y'all? I said this, be willing to think you're not right. And everybody went, whoa, and it just blew a big hole in here, like, of course. Then you can take the correction. You might not be right about something. Okay, so ask yourself, okay, I feel off. This is not working. Why am I not doing well? Why am I struggling with the same problems? Why aren't the promises working for me? Am I paying attention to my GPS, my God positioning spirit? Is he designed to guide, because he is designed to guide and lead me into all truth? Listen, the enemy is trying to get you into situational unawareness. And you'll just go along, whatever, bouncing off the walls like a pinball. You gotta be aimed. You gotta be aimed at what you want to do. If you're gonna get anything done, you have to be aimed. Amen. And that doesn't mean that you can't have fun in life. So that's the primary weapon. That's the primary weapon, is the situation unawareness. And I'm gonna add this to it. When you get healed or something goes right, remember that the enemy likes to come back at you right after success. That's where most victories are lost. That's when you need to make sure you have situational awareness. Okay, this is the victory. And you say, no, I'm not taking that. No. Oh, I've got pain again. Okay, then find out why. Why do you have pain again? What's going on? Go back to the last thing you know that God told you to do. Ask him if you don't know, and do it.
Yep.
Okay. And this is the last thing that I'll say about it. Daniel didn't bow. Resolve. Daniel did not bow. We don't bow. We're not bowing to the world situations. We're not bowing to cancer. We're not bowing to grief and sorrow. We're not bowing to poverty. We're not bowing to worry. Now, you hear me say that right now, but what are you going to do tonight when you lay down? Are you going to worry? Right, Margaret, it ain't. The three Hebrew children didn't bow. Well, what do y'all go over there to that Word and Faith Church, that woman pastor, for? What are you going over there for? You could come over here and act like us religious people. And then you wouldn't have a bad name. You know, where none of your buddies go over there to that church. You want to go where all your buddies go. Actually, you don't. You don't. You want to go where iron sharpens iron.
That's right.
Because covenant gets together with differences.
Yes, that's good.
But I wouldn't, you wouldn't be so persecuted if I just went over to that easy place, that secret place. We're not bowing. We're not bowing to the word. We're not bowing to the truth. We're not bound to knowing that they don't know what they're talking about. Not bound to it. I believe God sent me here on purpose for that very reason. That there would be somebody in this city. And I'm glad you're here too. Right, did y'all hear the baby? She said amen. That's a smart baby right there. Are you good?
Yep.
Beware of negative associations.
Yes.
Beware. Proverbs 22:24 says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go, lest you learn his ways and set a snare for your soul. People rub off on you, church. If you'll look at your present behavior, you need to look at it. You could probably trace it back to someone you know. Amen. If you hang around complainers, you probably end up being a complainer. I can't tell you what to do if it's your wife, but you'll have to pray. Yeah. Folks who are angry and critical are always talking about someone and what they don't like about them. So when you get in the car today, if the first thing says, well, that was okay, but it was long, but I hate the shirt the pastor had on, and Jesse didn't sing a song I liked, and that was just, I don't know, it's just way too long, and blah, 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 blah. And so you just lost all the grace of all the word and all the anointing and all the good wisdom has been poured out on you. The grace just went right out the window because you're living in the sin of preference. Y'all still love me? You know, you might want to consider your circles. Talking about not having good acquaintances, and you have lifelong friends that are always going to be your lifelong friends, but you want to consider how much they put into your life, you know. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. What does that all have to do with faith? Everything. Everything. We do what's right. We do it right because it's right. We walk in integrity. We walk in love. We walk in resolve so that we don't get off the path. Well, that's too hard. We go ahead, we act on what we know. We do all these things because it's important. And I know I gave you a shotgun today full of everything, but we needed to. Because next week we're going to talk about heaven.
Oh, boy. Glory to God.
So, and Wednesday night, we're going to talk about demons. I told y'all we when we're going to. Oh, no, I'm scared. No, no, you're not afraid. You have authority over all of them. But we're gonna put some things in some places because I've realized we hadn't really talked about that. And people need to understand familiar spirits and things like that so they can deal with them. Because sometimes things you just need to tell, you don't need to say I'm healed. You need to tell something to go.
Right.
Or something to get out of your house, like a spirit of strife or a spirit of laziness or a spirit of fear. They're spirits. And so we'll talk about that too. So we have that on our calendar, and we have heaven on our calendar. And then as we finish talking about heaven, we're going to talk about someone who's in heaven.
Amen.
Miss Kathy. Okay. So, please be sure and send your pictures to Amanda, because she's got big eyes like no one sent her any, but I will. I've got some. So if you have a picture, Miss Kathy. So catch her if you don't know how to send it to her before we go out of the building, or if you're online and you have some pictures of Miss Kathy, please let Amanda know. Amen? All right, let's stand up. All right. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Praise God, troopers.
Amen.
This was like working out to go to the convention. I gave you a whole lot, but I needed to get through it so that we can move forward, because we have other things that we need to do. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay now. Come on. Okay now, come on. So some things that you're trying to help work with got a little adrift, but now I'll pull them in. Now I'll pull them in, says the Lord. Just watch what I'm saying, and you say it, and when you say it, it's going to lock into place. The next days, things are going to lock into place. Lock into place. Also, I would say the wisdom of Jethro come upon you in Jesus' name, that you would delegate in Jesus' name. Delegation to the right people in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. This next step is an outreach. It's an outreach in your ministry. It's an outreach in it. You watch what I do. You watch what I do. You're going to gain strength in what you're doing, and I'm going to show up in places and watch the power of God move in this assignment in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you. I'll move you faster than you thought now. I'm going to move you up faster than you thought. So get ready. Be aware. You be aware of those situational things right now. No distractions, because I'm about to elevate you in favor. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 It's almost going to be like as if you're on a flying carpet. It's going to be an easy ride for the next few months. Just be ready to take it and take the favor and watch what I'll do. There's a possibility and a probability that you could double your company's income in the next 12 months. Thank you for that, Lord. It is your mission. You have chosen rightly, and I'll bring increase. I'll also trim down what doesn't need to be there, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Might be two persons you need to deal with in your work. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 I had to come back and tell you, there's also a creative miracle coming, a creative miracle. It's just in your hand and in the hand of Jesus. Just expect it and watch for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Brand new things, brand new, brand new, brand new, brand new. Stepping up and stepping out. Brand new, moving forward. Just take it. There's new things. There's some new clothes. I don't know what this means, a new spot. There's a new spot. There's a new place, and there's some brand new victories. You're going to have victories like never before in your life, like never before. These are your years. You're going to see great things. The sad tears are over. The good tears are here. Watch what God's going to do. Your living space is about to get better in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for increase. The increase. The increase now. It's increasing. I see that the Lord, the eyes of the Lord, that He has a magnifying glass out looking at what's going on with your destiny, and He's going to pull in some brand new ways to get things done. And you are healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and able to release healing on people in a stronger way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The things you bore, you'll bear no more. The things you bore, you'll bear no more. The things you bore, you'll bear no more. Let them go. Let them fly out the window. They're not yours. You don't have to deal with it. You won't toil another day about it. It's gone. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you, Lord, for total healing in every area, everything you need. The Lord says you're a very significant person in this ministry, a very significant person in this church. Yeah, you stay kind of quiet, but you are very significant in the anointing that you are pulling on. You are anointed yourself, and God wants you to begin to use your prayer life in even a stronger way. You're going to see 7 victories in 7 months. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Tune in and move up. Tune in and just move up. Tuning in and moving up. Here we go. Here we go. Just step right over whatever it is. Just step over. Step over. Just step over. Here you go. There you go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So the grace... There's a grace to move up, moving up spiritually, a grace to move up. Good job, all good there. Now moving up spiritually into some new places. Good service. You have well done all across your forehead right now. So you're going to get promoted in the spirit realm in Jesus' name, which is the most important place, isn't it? Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. As you travel back, you're taking an anointing with you. You're taking the anointing to remove burdens and destroy yokes all around you. All around you, you'll remove burdens and destroy yokes. Everything's going to get in its place by the power of God as you use your faith and speak it out your mouth in Jesus' name. Thank you for the anointing on Dan in Jesus' name as he moves forth. He goes back to his hometown. And I thank you for signs and wonders and miracles through this man in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 The greatness of God is upon you, sis. The greatness of God, the power of God is upon you. You say it, you declare it, you decree it, and God will enlighten your path. And He is ready to move you forward in every area you've been praying about. There's a release for you and a command to move forward in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Every conflict that you've been engaged in is cut off now in Jesus' name. Anything that's tried to hold you back will hold you back no more. You can run forward in God every day of your life in Jesus' name. And the person in your family that you pray for a lot, yes, they're going to come through in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. The Lord will show you a person particularly that if you focus on them, you're going to see them come into the glory of God. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. The anointing is removing the burdens and destroying the yokes, sis. Removing the burdens and destroying the yokes. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Lord's going to, in the next 6 months, the Lord's going to lead you and guide you into being the man of God that He called you to be. So you be listening for Him as He speaks to your heart, and you be reading your Bible, because God, thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There's still that favor there. That favor's still there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Where is the person that you really have a heart's desire to travel somewhere that you've never been before, but you can't quite think that you have the funds or the time or the commitment to want to desert you? Okay. In the name of Jesus, time, funds, everything in order to go do what He has a desire to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Can I ask where it is?
Dubai.
Yeah. Where?
Dubai.
Oh, yes. Amen. Dubai.
Dubai.
Yeah. They need help over there right now. They pay a lot of money too. Just saying. Anybody else? There's somewhere you want to go. In the name of Jesus, the power to travel in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Where do you want to go?
Maui.
Oh, yeah.
For,
okay. Okay, Father, that she has everything she needs to go to Maui. In Jesus' name, she'll be there at that wedding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I know there's someone here that wants to go to Florida. I know that's not a big outreach, but whoever you are, you have the power to go in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. It's a good place. I like it. Huh? I like it too. It's good, isn't it? Thank you, Lord. Where's your favorite place on earth? The mountains. I like them too. Thank you, Jesus. Where's your favorite place? Several. Praise the Lord. Oh, okay. In Jesus' name. Take the trip in the name of Jesus. Where's your favorite place? Home. May she get to stay home. Jesus. That's good. If you like home. Where's your favorite place? The power of Rome in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Prego. Thank you, Lord. God is good. And there's someone here and you just can't even open your mouth to commit. You wouldn't even say it to commit, but you're going. You're going. You're going to go. And whoever wanted 15 shotguns, be it done unto you according to God's will. We're offline. We can talk now. Amen. It's good to have at least one, right? Good one. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Step up now. Step up now. There's even a company change that's going to bring more. The company change that's going to bring more in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. There's something of great value that can be produced that more people want. It comes into your thinking and ends up on the assembly line and makes millions in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. God is good. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen.